This recording is a service of the Allen County Public Library's audio reading service. It is specifically designed for and directed to people who have visual, physical, learning, or language challenges to reading traditional printed materials.
Welcome to Cook's Corner. We all could use a little help in the kitchen, so pick up some useful tips, tricks, and hints, as well as some tasty recipes from leading cooking magazines that will make your next meal a huge success. All on Cook's Corner, coming up next on your audio reading service.
Welcome to the Cook's Corner. This is your reader, Barbara, with the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Today, I'll be sharing recipes with you from the All Recipes Fall 2024 issue. And we're going to start with pears. In a previous reading, I shared a couple of pear recipes with you, and I thought I would share a couple more from this same section entitled Purely Pears. The first recipe is a spicy butternut squash, pear, and bacon soup. The recipe serves six, and it uses the following ingredients: maple flavor of bacon, pears peeled, cored, and chopped, a white onion chopped, garlic minced, some chopped fresh rosemary, dried thyme, butternut squash peeled, seeded, and cut into 1/2-inch pieces, low-sodium chicken broth, cinnamon, chipotle chili powder, nutmeg, salt, black pepper, two optional ingredients, sour cream and whole milk, and some fresh thyme leaves for garnish. Now, these are the specific amounts: 8 slices of maple flavor bacon, 1 pound of pears peeled, cored, and chopped, 1 large white onion chopped, that's about 2 cups, 2 cloves of garlic minced, 1 tablespoon of chopped fresh rosemary, 1 teaspoon of dried thyme, 1 3-pound butternut squash peeled, seeded, and cut into 1/2-inch pieces. That's about 8 cups. 4 cups of low-sodium chicken broth, 1/2 teaspoon of cinnamon, 1/4 teaspoon chipotle chili powder, 1/4 teaspoon nutmeg, 1/4 teaspoon salt, 1/8 teaspoon black pepper, 3 tablespoons of sour cream, and that's optional, 1 tablespoon of whole milk, that is also optional, and some fresh thyme leaves for garnish. Cook the bacon in a heavy-bottomed 6-to-8-quart pot over medium heat until browned and crisp, about 10 minutes. Transfer bacon to a paper towel-lined plate, reserving 2 tablespoons of the drippings in the pot. Discard the remaining drippings. Let the bacon cool, crumble. Cook pears, onion, garlic, rosemary, and dried thyme in drippings over medium heat, stirring occasionally until the onion and pears are tender, 5 to 7 minutes. Stir in the squash, broth, cinnamon, chipotle powder, nutmeg, salt, and black pepper. Bring to a boil. Reduce the heat to low and simmer, covered, until the squash is tender, about 15 minutes. Let cool 10 minutes. Transfer half the soup to a blender or a food processor. Cover and puree until smooth. Repeat with the remaining soup. Whisk together sour cream and milk. If you're using those two ingredients, whisk together sour cream and milk in a small bowl. Ladle the soup into the bowls. Top with sour cream mixture, if using, some bacon and fresh thyme. Chill without toppings in an airtight container up to 5 days, or freeze up to 3 months. Now, a review of the ingredients for the spicy butternut squash pear and bacon soup: 8 slices of maple flavor bacon, 1 pound of pears peeled, cored, and chopped, that'll make about 3 cups, 1 large white onion chopped, that'll make about 2 cups, 2 cloves of garlic minced, 1 tablespoon of chopped fresh rosemary, 1 teaspoon of dried thyme, 1 3-pound butternut squash, peeled, seeded, and cut into 1/2 pieces, that's about 8 cups, 4 cups of low-sodium chicken broth, 1/2 teaspoon cinnamon, 1/4 teaspoon chipotle chili powder, 1/4 teaspoon each of nutmeg and salt, 1/8 teaspoon of black pepper, an optional ingredient of 3 tablespoons sour cream, an optional ingredient of 1 tablespoon whole milk, and some fresh thyme leaves for garnish. Now we'll turn to a second recipe that uses pears, and this is roasted Brussels sprouts with pears. This is a 4-serving recipe. It uses, in addition to Brussels sprouts, Anjou pears, cored and cut into 3/4-inch thick pieces, a medium onion, olive oil, garlic powder, salt, bacon, balsamic vinegar, and some fresh sage for garnish. Now, these are the specific amounts. 1 pound of Brussels sprouts trimmed, halved lengthwise if they're large. 2 Anjou pears, cored and cut into 3/4-inch thick slices. 1 medium onion, chopped. That's 1 cup. 2 tablespoons of olive oil. 1 teaspoon of garlic powder. 1/4 teaspoon salt. 2 slices of bacon. 1/4 cup of balsamic vinegar. And some fresh sage for garnish. Preheat the oven to 425 degrees Fahrenheit. Toss together the Brussels sprouts, pears, onion, oil, garlic powder, and salt in a large bowl. Spread in an even layer on a 10 by 15 inch rimmed baking sheet. Meanwhile, cook the bacon in a small skillet over medium heat, stirring occasionally until evenly browned and crisp, 6 to 8 minutes. Transfer the bacon to a paper towel lined plate, reserving drippings in the skillet. Let bacon cool, crumble. Heat balsamic vinegar with the drippings over low heat, stirring constantly until the mixture reduces slightly, about 5 minutes. Drizzle over the Brussels sprouts mixture, sprinkle with bacon, and garnish with sage. Now, a review of the ingredients: 1 pound of Brussels sprouts trimmed and halved lengthwise if they're large, 2 Anjou pears cored and cut into 3/4-inch thick wedges, 1 medium onion chopped, that's about 1 cup, 2 tablespoons of olive oil, 1 teaspoon of garlic powder, 1/4 teaspoon salt, 2 slices of bacon, 1/4 cup of balsamic vinegar, and fresh sage for garnish. Now we'll turn to another recipe in this same magazine, and actually I'll share some with you in the time that we have remaining in the fall 2024 All Recipes. The title of the section is One and Done. So these are one bowl dishes to eat, lovely meal. It says, as summer comes to an end and life gets busier, these hearty one-pot meals are the key to weeknight dinner wins. So we'll start, first of all, with a one-pot chicken fajita pasta. This recipe actually serves 10. So if you're having a group of folks over for dinner, this might be something that you wish to serve them. It says, feel free to customize this dish. Use hot salsa for more flavor, swap chicken breasts for thighs, or use your favorite type of bell pepper and pasta. The ingredients you will need are chili powder, cumin, salt, onion powder, garlic powder, dried oregano. Boneless, skinless chicken breasts cut into bite-sized pieces. Olive oil, red onion, garlic, low-sodium chicken broth, water, penne pasta, bell peppers, whipping cream, salsa, shredded Mexican four cheese blend, and some chopped fresh cilantro. Specific amounts. 2 tablespoons of chili powder. 1 tablespoon of cumin. 2 teaspoons of salt. 1 teaspoon of onion powder. 1 teaspoon of garlic powder. 1 teaspoon of dried oregano. 1.5 pounds of boneless, skinless chicken breasts cut into bite-sized pieces. 2 tablespoons of olive oil. 1 medium red onion cut into 1/2-inch wedges. 4 cloves of garlic minced. 1.5 cups of low-sodium chicken broth. 3.5 cups of water. 1 pound of penne pasta. 3 medium bell peppers, thinly sliced. That's 3 3/4 cups. 1/2 cup of whipping cream. 1 cup salsa. 4 cups of shredded Mexican four cheese blend. That's about 1 pound. And 3/4 cup of chopped fresh cilantro. For spice blend, combine the chili powder, cumin, salt, onion powder, garlic powder, and oregano in a small bowl. Sprinkle 1/2 of the spice blend over the chicken. Heat 1 tablespoon of oil in a large pot over medium-high heat. Cook the chicken, stirring occasionally until lightly browned, 5 to 6 minutes. Transfer the chicken to a plate. The chicken will not be cooked through at this point. Heat the remaining 1 tablespoon of oil in the same pot. Cook the onion and garlic, stirring frequently until softened, 2 to 3 minutes. Add the broth and use a wooden spoon or spatula to scrape any browned bits from bottom of pot. Stir in the water and pasta, add chicken and peppers, and bring to a boil. Reduce the heat to low and simmer gently, covered, stirring once until the pasta is cooked through, about 15 minutes. Stir in the remaining spice blend, cream, and salsa. Add the cheese and stir until melted, and sprinkle with cilantro. Now, per 1 1/4 cups, you will have 510 calories, 23 grams of fat, 11 are saturated, 33 grams of protein, 43 grams of carbs, that's 2 grams of fiber, 7 grams of sugar, and 873 milligrams of sodium. Now review the ingredients for the 1-pot chicken fajita pasta, 2 tablespoons of chili powder, 1 tablespoon of cumin, 2 teaspoons of salt, 1 teaspoon each of onion powder, garlic powder, dried oregano. 1 1/2 pounds of boneless, skinless chicken breasts cut into bite-sized pieces. 2 tablespoons of olive oil. 1 medium red onion cut into 1/2-inch wedges. 4 cloves of garlic minced. 1 1/2 cups of low-sodium chicken broth. 3 1/2 cups of water. 1 pound of penne pasta, 3 medium bell peppers, thinly sliced, that's about 3 3/4 cups, 1/2 cup of whipping cream, 1 cup of salsa, 4 cups of shredded Mexican four cheese blend, that's 1 pound, and 1/4 cup of chopped fresh cilantro. And there's a quote at the bottom, "Oh, wow, this is a delicious marriage of Mexican and Italian food. Bonus, that it's all done in one pot. And yes, it is. Now, when I was in college, one of the evening meals used to be tuna noodle casserole, something I was never very fond of. But I read this recipe, one pan tuna noodle casserole, and I thought, I think I'll try this. It serves five. The recipe uses reduced fat, reduced sodium condensed cream of mushroom soup, whole milk, lemon zest, lemon juice, Worcestershire sauce, crushed red pepper, gemelli or rotini pasta, fully cooked, chunk white tuna drained, that's the canned variety, frozen chopped spinach thawed and squeezed dry, shredded Monterey Jack cheese, chopped green onions, finely chopped jarred roasted red peppers or diced tomatoes, and some sour cream and onion or plain potato chips, lightly crushed. Specific amounts. 1 10.5-ounce can of reduced fat, reduced sodium, condensed cream of mushroom soup. 1 cup of whole milk. 1 tablespoon of lemon zest from 3 medium lemons. 3 tablespoons of lemon juice. 1 tablespoon of Worcestershire sauce. 1/4 teaspoon of crushed red pepper. 3 7-ounce packages of gemelli or rotini pasta, fully cooked. 1 12-ounce can of chunk white tuna, drained. 1 10-ounce package of frozen chopped spinach, thawed and squeezed dry. 1 cup of shredded Monterey Jack cheese, that's 4 ounces. 2 green onions chopped, that's about 1/4 cup, plus more for garnish. 2 tablespoons of finely chopped, jarred, roasted red peppers or diced pimentos. 1 1.5-ounce bag of sour cream and onion or plain potato chips, lightly crushed. Preheat the oven to 375 degrees Fahrenheit. Coat a 2-quart baking dish with cooking spray. In a large bowl, stir together the soup, milk, lemon zest, and juice, Worcestershire, and crushed red pepper. Stir in the pasta, tuna, spinach, cheese, green onions, and roasted red peppers until well combined. Transfer to a prepared pan. Top with crushed potato chips. Cover loosely with foil. Bake 25 minutes. Remove the foil and bake until hot and bubbly, about 10 minutes more. Garnish with green onions. Now, a review of the ingredients for the one pan tuna noodle casserole. 1 10.5-ounce can of reduced fat, reduced sodium, condensed cream of mushroom soup. 1 cup of whole milk. 1 tablespoon of lemon zest from 3 medium lemons. 3 tablespoons lemon juice. 1 tablespoon of Worcestershire sauce. 1/4 teaspoon of crushed red pepper. 3 7-ounce packages of gemelli or rotini pasta, fully cooked. 1 12-ounce can of chunk white tuna, drained. 1 10-ounce package of frozen chopped spinach, thawed and squeezed dry. 1 cup of shredded Monterey Jack cheese, that's 4 ounces. 2 green onions chopped, that's 1/4 cup, plus more for garnish. 2 tablespoons of finely chopped, jarred, roasted red peppers or diced pimentos. 1 1.5-ounce bag of sour cream and onion or plain potato chips, lightly crushed. Now, per one generous cup, this is 425 calories, 13 grams of fat, 5 of them are saturated, 27 grams of protein, 48 grams of carbs. That's 3 grams of fiber and 5 grams of sugars. And there are 833 milligrams of sodium. Now I'd like to share some information from Cook's Illustrated Magazine, the September-October 2024. It comes under a section called Kitchen Notes. And the first kitchen note is making sure pasta mix-ins get mixed in. Now, we've had some pasta recipes today with mix-in ingredients. Pasta dishes with lots of mix-ins, such as meats, vegetables, or shrimp, can be challenging to serve. These ingredients often sink to the bottom of the pot or the bowl. That means the first portion you dole out invariably gets too few of the goodies, while the last gets more than a fair share. Here's a simple way to ensure a more even distribution all around. 1. Toss your pasta as usual with sauce and mix-ins. 2. Portion most of the pasta onto individual plates or bowls. 3. Top each serving with some of the remaining pasta and its greater portion of goodies. Now, there's another item here that caught my attention very quickly, and I thought I would like to share it with all of you. It's titled, Why You Should Never Microwave Plastic. At some point or another, most of us have microwaved food in a plastic food container. Many of them say they're microwave safe, after all, so how bad could it be? In fact, pretty bad. According to Laura Vandenberg, professor of environmental health sciences at the University of Massachusetts Amherst, while many plastic food storage containers are advertised as microwave safe, this designation just means that they have been proven not to melt, explode, or otherwise become damaged in the microwave. It doesn't mean that they are safe from a health perspective. In fact, just like other plastics, they will break down and release their chemical constituents into the foods and beverages that are stored in them, a process that can be accelerated when plastics are heated, she said. Such chemicals have been linked to neurological disorders, increased risk of cancers and metabolic diseases, and more. Scientists at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln found last year that in addition to the leaching of chemicals such as plasticizers, microwaving plastic containers and reusable food pouches released billions of microplastics and nanoplastics, tiny plastic particles, into the food those containers held. The microscopic particles have been implicated in kidney cell toxicity as well as other problems. So I guess the best advice is there. We should never microwave plastic. Now here's another quick tip from the Cook's Illustrated Magazine in this issue. It's entitled Reuse Your Packing Paper. Whenever Renee Bailey of Tacoma, Washington makes an online purchase that comes in a box with brown packing paper, she saves the paper and reuses it in the kitchen to collect food waste, including covering the tabletop while scooping seeds from squash, collecting and tossing vegetable scraps during preparation, covering the area below a wire rack when resting oily fried foods, and lining pantry shelves to catch drips from bottles. There's a reuse of your packing paper. And finally, to protect your muffins while freezing, when Gail Greathouse of Albion, Illinois is freezing muffins, she protects the delicate baked goods by sliding a thin sheet of cardboard cut from a cereal box into the zipper lock bag she is freezing them in. Now, this is muffins that are still in their little paper container. This provides the muffins with a sturdy base and also allows her to stack the bags on top of each other without crushing any of the food. Well, that's all the time we have for today. This has been your reader, Barbara, with the Cook's Corner. I hope you've enjoyed today's reading from the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And I wish for you a wonderful day.